Many negative factors, like social isolation or financial hardship, can erode family functioning and lead to child abuse and neglect. But let's turn the lens around and look at the factors that work to improve family functioning. We call these the protective factors. The first protective factor is parent resilience, which is the ability to cope with challenges and recover from setbacks. The second protective factor is knowledge of child development. Having appropriate expectations for their children's behavior helps parents better understand and care for them without harsh discipline. The third protective factor is social and emotional competence of children, which includes a child's ability to interact positively with others and to self-regulate. Children with challenging behaviors are more likely to be abused, so early intervention is important. The fourth protective factor is social connections, meaning that friends, family, and neighbors provide emotional support to parents. The fifth is concrete support in times of need. In times of crisis, parents need access to adequate food, clothing, and housing, and perhaps a domestic violence shelter or substance abuse counseling. 30 states, including Maryland, have initiatives to promote the protective factors, and parents report that even small changes make their families stronger and happier. To learn more about the protective factors, go to MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. I'm Warren Jones with Maryland Family Network for WYPR, your NPR news station.